You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, let's talk to Sam Blum here, who has covered the Angels for a long time and has done a tremendous job at that with The Athletic. He is going to tell us what we need to know about this situation. Sam, when our Paul Zeiss reported that the Pirates and Angels were close to a deal, did you panic and say, oh, crap, I need to make sure that this is real or not real?
No, because, you know, this stuff just happens, and I'm sure, that, you know, the Angels are going to be aggressive sellers, I think, and, you know, I imagine there's going to be trading a lot of their guys. I don't think that they're going to be making deals early, you know, to mid-June or July, excuse me. It would surprise me to some extent. I think that, you know, their best bet is going to be, you know, waiting this out to see what, you know, they can maximize the return they're going to get, especially for players that have years of control remaining that they're maybe more hesitant to get rid of. So I wasn't, I don't know if he deleted his tweet or not, but it didn't really move the needle too much.
It didn't even get on Sam Blum's radar, is what you're telling us. It didn't even make it to Blum's radar.
I saw it, and you know, then I went back to my day.
Wow. Okay. I love it.
Sam, what kind of return do you think the Angels want? And I guess this is kind of two different questions. What do you think they would want for Ward, and what do you think they realistically can get for Taylor Ward?
You know, with Ward, it's like if they had traded, and when Ronald Acuna Jr. first got hurt earlier this year, I thought this was a prime, you know, time to really trade Taylor to the Braves. The Angels and Braves have a really good relationship with, you know, Perry Minasian coming from Atlanta, and Taylor Ward at that time is playing really well. The issue now with Taylor Ward is he is in an epic slump. I mean, really dating back 2 full months at this point.
Epic slump. I don't like the sounds of that. That sounds like Rowdy Tellez all over again for us.
Yeah, I mean, he has been hitting, like, I think 160 since mid-May.
Oh, no.
So, and, you know, part of that is I'm not, you know, I don't want to speak too out of turn, but I don't know if he's fully healthy. I mean, he crashed into a wall a couple of weeks back, and he came out of a game in Arizona in mid-June with, like, some back issue. So it's unclear to me if he's fully healthy. I think that's one thing. You know, he goes on these spurts. I mean, in April he looked like he could be an MVP contender. I mean, this is what he does. He'll go for a month, 2 months, playing like as good as any player in the AL. And then
so he's a feast
really
or famine hitter, is what you're telling us, Sam.
I got to be honest. I'm on Baseball Reference while we're talking, looking at this. I think you scared me straight on Taylor Ward. The guy is basically a minor league ball player since the beginning of June.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it's and again, I don't know how much of that is health.
How about the trade talks getting in his head a little bit? You think he's aware of everything that's flying around with him,
I'm
Sam?
I'm certain he is. Yeah, he definitely is. You know, I don't know exactly where his head is at in terms of, you know, wanting to go to a contender, wanting to. He's been with the Angels his whole career. I mean, he was drafted in the first round by the Angels now like a decade ago. So yeah, I'm sure that whatever is coming up in the next month, is the next couple weeks, probably is to some extent something he's thinking about, something his family's bringing up to him, something his, you know, friends are talking to him about, something his teammates are talking about. So, yeah, there's a lot of Angels players that are going to be going through this. I think that, you know, Taylor Ward is an interesting player. I mean, he's got years of control. I think he can be a contributor on a good team. I think he can be a middle-of-the-bat, you know, middle-of-the-order kind of bat on a good team as well. It's just a matter of can he get hot and can he figure it out? Because, I mean, if you look back to his 2022 season, I mean, the same thing kind of played out. He was really, really good the first 6 weeks, got banged up a little bit, had, you know, really a couple tough months, and then in September was as good as anybody in the whole sport.
Does he have trouble, Sam, staying healthy in general? I'm looking at him, and I know COVID year obviously is different, number of games played, and I know he didn't become maybe a regular, you know, player in the lineup until, what, maybe 2022, I guess, but suddenly I'm seeing not a lot of games played by Taylor Ward necessarily. Like last year, only 97 games.
Well, I mean, last year was a really tough situation, as you may or may not remember. He was hit in the face.
I completely forgot that that was him. You're right.
Yeah, so he missed the rest of the year after that.
Right.
And I also think that is something that can be playing a factor in this season. If you look at kind of some of the underlying numbers with him, I've talked to them quite a bit about he believes that pitchers are throwing inside to him more now, maybe to get him off the next pitch. And I'm not certain, but I believe that maybe that strategy is somewhat effective, even if it is a strategy. He's also swinging a lot less on balls inside. And so I think that's another part. This might be in his head to some extent. And I think that's something he's acknowledging to, you know, it's not been easy to kind of just like stop thinking about pitches coming up and in. He was hit in the head again about a week or two ago. Thankfully he has the C-flap on this time, and it was pretty much the exact same pitch, a fastball to the helmet, but it thankfully did not hit him in the face. This is stuff that I think he's still dealing with. That being said, I mean, I imagine he's going to be a productive major league player moving forward. There are questions right now about, you know, how much this is all impacting him and how healthy I think he truly is. Now he's playing every day, but
where's his best position?
He's left. I mean, he's played right field in the past, and, you know, he has played center field in the past too, but he actually played all over. I mean, he's caught. He came up as a catcher.
Wow.
Moved to third base. Neither of those really worked. And the outfield has been pretty good. I mean, as a left fielder last year in particular, was very good. I think, you know, he's been, like I said, he looks a little tight out there nowadays, so I don't know if there's some issue there. But he's in the past and has the capability of being a very, very good outfielder, corner outfielder.
Top 100 prospect you think needed to get him?
You know, it's so tough to assess these returns. I mean, I think, you know, if you're the Pirates and, you know, there are a couple games out there, I think if Perry's doing his job as a GM, he's, you know, recognizing that this is a seller's market and that there are a lot of teams that kind of that could use an outfield bat, a corner outfield bat. I don't necessarily know. I mean, maybe I think the Angels don't even really have a top 100 prospect right now. I mean, they maybe have one in Cade and Dana. So I think they would like that. But I think players on that fringe or, you know, in that conversation, you know, could maybe get a deal done, but it's also so much is going to be up to Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, if he's even willing to, you know, trade guys with years of control remaining. That's a big question for the Angels at the deadline.
Interesting.
How much are they willing to punt on next year as well? And, if you know anything about Artie and the Angels, they like to kind of sell the idea of contention, even if there isn't really a possibility for that. So that'll be really interesting to me, honestly, is how they approach this deadline. And, you know, it could give them some more leverage in theory if, you know, they're saying, well, we don't really need to trade a guy like Taylor Ward. We don't need to trade a Luis Renifo or a Tyler Anderson. We can just hold on to those guys. I don't personally think that's smart in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, it does give them a little bit more power in a negotiation if they're, you know, not desperate to offload some of these players.
Sam, thank you for settling this deadline debate for us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you. Sam Blum from The Athletic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.